This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to turn to college basketball for this next item, basketball shoes to be specific. Imagine for a second, you're the Nike rep to the Duke University men's basketball team. There you are last night watching the much-anticipated Duke-North Carolina game. Less than a minute in, Duke freshman Zion Williamson makes a move on the floor, and then this.
That's unbelievable.
He broke his shoe with his own foot.
The Nike shoe model PG 2.5, to be specific, split wide open. Williamson hurt his knee, and all of a sudden, the business of footwear and apparel in college athletics is in the news. So Marketplace's Andy Euler takes a look at the relationship between big brands, universities, and student-athletes.
Duke's had a contract with Nike since 1992. Because Duke is a private school, that contract isn't public. Jonathan Jensen at the University of North Carolina says these deals can be huge moneymakers for the schools, like the one UCLA signed with Under Armour a couple of years ago.
They're getting more than $9 million a year, so it's not only, you know, providing the apparel to the student athletes, but also, you know, funding a lot of these athletic departments as well.
Schools often tout these deals as making it possible to pay for sports that lose money. Think track and field and lacrosse. For shoe and apparel companies, it's about exposure, hoping people associate their equipment with star athletes. Jensen says companies compete fiercely for these college contracts, but Nike's got the advantage.
We found that Nike was able to kind of get away with paying the schools less because they wanted to be with Nike, whereas the Adidases and the Under Armours of the world had to pay a lot in order to coax schools to move over.
These contracts can sometimes lead to problems. In 2017, 10 men, including a top Adidas executive and four assistant coaches, were charged in a bribery scheme, trying to funnel star athletes to schools with Adidas shoe contracts. Michael Goldman teaches sports management at the University of San Francisco.
Those representatives of the brands are sometimes incentivized too strongly,
which he says can lead to unethical behavior. Another thing about these contracts is that NCAA rules prevent student athletes from getting paid. So last night, all Zion Williamson got out of wearing his Nikes was a twisted knee. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.